Welcome to this episode of the Dr. Love Show. Not my normal self today due to the fact that there was an incident that took place at Virginia Tech today. My daughter goes to Virginia Tech, and I am going to start off this episode with a moment of silence for the lives that were lost at Virginia Tech today. Thank you. Today's episode, I am going to share with you how today I really value life. I really value the challenge that life can bring, and I also value the fact that you never know when someone you care about could be taken away. And today I want to just kind of really share with you how I'm feeling. When you hear something that is predominantly tragic or has the potential to be predominantly tragic, you have a tendency first to let your mind race and have the little voices that run in your head play different scenarios for you, thinking, what could have been? What could happen? Is everybody okay? But then you realize there's nothing you can do. Let's discuss that just for 1 second. The thought that there is nothing that you can do. Because if you really think about it, anything that's outside of your physical control, is there anything that you really can do about it? Now, the circumstances that took place at Virginia Tech today, my heart goes out to the families of those individuals who lost their lives. I'm thankful that my daughter was okay, and I pray to God that she remains that way. It causes you to stop and think about why you do what you do every single day, and why do you go through what you do every day if you're not going to really positively impact those individuals around you. Think about this for a moment. God forbid somebody took you out and you were no longer here. What would your legacy be based on your actions to date? Would you be proud of the results that you've made? Would you be pleased with the memories that you left the people that you care about, your loved ones, your family members, the connections that you've made over your lifetime? Would you be proud of those results and proud of the lives you touched? It is in these moments that you reflect and decide, will I live today like it's my last? Because there is an opportunity within circumstances such as this for you to turn that corner and really begin to say, I'm going to take better care of myself. I'm going to positively impact the lives of those people around me. I am going to be a champion for what I believe in, regardless of what that is. Today, you can be a light for someone that you may not even know. Today can be that day that you decide that you are going to open your heart to those people who crossed you in the past and rebuild those relationships and possibly regain a friend that you might have lost. Think about all those things that you said you were going to do that you didn't. All those things you promised that you forgot about. All the love you lost. All the things you wanted to do but never got a chance to, all those things that you really just wanted to have in your life, but you never got a chance to experience. Today, I embrace life more so than I have in such a very long time because of something, once again, reminding me of that crossroads that I passed myself. When you get to the door of death and you realize that you're just that close to not being here anymore, not being able to make that impact that you want to make, not being able to love anymore, not being able to give anymore, you realize that there's a higher purpose for your being here. My higher purpose is to give everyone that hears my voice all the love I possibly can give you, and to help you realize that you are special. You are a blessed individual because there's only one of you in this world. And if you were to be lost, that would be it. There's nothing else like you anywhere. You should treasure that fact, embrace it, and share it with everyone you know. Because you never know what impact that can make on the lives of those around you. That's where I'm going to end this episode. I thank you so much for your time. And please say a prayer for those you care about and for the lives lost today. Thank you.